embassy in Congo is warning Americans to leave the country, according to an alert on Wednesday. The alert comes as the Democratic Republic of Congo Election Commission is set to release provisional election results 10 days after the contentious general election. An activist group Wednesday warned that any proclamation of untrue results would be considered a constitutional coup d'état.
Nous lançons un appel aux forces de défense et de sécurité.
Carbone Beni, coordinator of the Filimbi movement, said citizens should be ready to protest and security forces should refrain from spilling the blood of our citizens. Anti-riot police with water cannon and armored vehicles surrounded DR Congo's Electoral Commission ahead of the announcement. Again, U.S. citizens are being urged to leave the Democratic Republic of Congo by the U.S. Embassy. The message urging Americans to avoid large crowds and demonstrations, monitor local media for updates, and remain alert for any dangerous situations. U.S. President Donald Trump plans to hold a second meeting with congressional leaders at the White House on Wednesday. The goal to end the deadlock over funding, border security, and ending the 19-day partial government shutdown. The meeting comes a day after President Trump told the American people in a televised address there's a growing humanitarian and security crisis along the U.S. southern border. Democratic leaders responding to President Trump's televised address accused him of choosing fear instead of bipartisan solution, calling a wall unnecessary. More coverage of this debate on voanews.com. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Theresa May suffered an early defeat to her Brexit plans on Wednesday when members